9, and now we're back to news stories. School hosts art teaching conference. An arts teacher from Newton Abbott School organised a countrywide conference for fellow teachers. Sam Eyre, curriculum and team area leader for creative arts at Coombs Head Academy, took the helm for this year's Devon Art Teachers Conference. Mr. Eyre is also the Southwest Institute for Teaching Community Network lead for art and design, while Coombs Head Academy houses the CREATE, Creative Arts Academy, home to specialist studios and teachers offering learning in an exciting range of creative courses. CREATE offers art and design, photography, textiles, 3D design and graphics, offering young people a doorway to diverse and rewarding careers. The school has close creative partnership with Make Southwest and has often held the Art Teachers Conference there. CREATE collaborate with them on various projects and art workshops throughout the year. The 2024 Devon Art Teachers Conference was organised around the theme of craft and allowed local teachers the chance to listen to inspirational talks, reflect on creative teaching practices and network with their peers. The group went on to spend the afternoon at Bovey Craft Festival seeing some beautiful work and talking to more than 200 makers, artists and craftspeople. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "I am so proud of Mr. Eyre for playing such a key role in supporting art teachers all across Devon. We place such importance on the arts at Coombs Head, and I know the brilliant work Mr. Eyre does puts us at the heart of the arts teaching in the county." And there is a photograph, I think, was taken at the Bovey Craft Festival of all the teachers.
Horse death investigators say no issue with Newton Abbott track. An investigating body has determined the track at Newton Abbott Racecourse was not to blame for the death of four horses at a recent fixture. Rather, they are the result of unique circumstances. The British Horse Racing Authority launched an investigation following the June the 25th jump event, which claimed the lives of four horses, Hallowed Rose, Barlabrook, Cuzzicoom, and Happy Helen. On July the 3rd, the BHA has said that there was no issue with the racing surface or any other facility at the track that caused these incidents. The British Horse Racing Authority continued to conduct individual equine fatality reviews, and it said that each injury was sustained in unique circumstances and there appears to be no external factor linking them. The BHA's racecourse and veterinary teams work closely with colleagues at Newton Abbott to understand as best as possible the circumstances behind each incident. And there's a photograph of the Newton Abbott racecourse.
Concert to raise the roof of the church. A folk concert is taking place in Tynmouth later this month, aiming to raise much-needed funds to repair the distinctive St James Church lantern. Organised by Tynmouth Folk Festival Secretary Amanda Wheaton, the concert on the 20th of July will feature more than 11 local and folk acts, including Celtic Dawn, John White, the Jays, Julia Howe and the Renaissance Recorders. The octagonal nave at St James's Church, with its extraordinary eight-windowed rooflight, was built in 1821. However, in recent years, it has been letting rain into the church, which in some parts dates back to medieval times. Despite many repairs and a lot of filler, a recent inspection recommended a full renovation, which is likely to cost £400,000, with an additional £400,000 needed to repair the roof and fabric of the building that has been damaged by the wet coming in. The work is likely to take 10 months to complete, with each of the eight sections needing to be removed and taken off-site for restoration. The concert will be opened by Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams at 2pm for a 2:30 start, and refreshments will also be available.
Children learn art of silk painting. Silk painting was the challenge for children at Haytor View Primary School. The Year 6 youngsters explored the art in a creative workshop made possible by funding from the charity The Helen Foundation and run by the arts group DAISY. The event provided the children with a unique opportunity to delve into a new medium of artistic expression. The workshop began with the students sketching images of fossils, drawing inspiration from the renowned work of artist Sam Cannon. After perfecting their sketches, the young artists enlarged their drawings, preparing them for the next exciting step, transferring their designs onto silk. The children were guided through the process of using gutter, a resist technique essential for creating patterns on silk. The students carefully applied the gutter to outline their designs, setting the stage for the addition of vibrant colours. They then used the silk paints to bring their patterns to life, experimenting with different textures and tones to achieve stunning results. The children's finished pieces are a testament to their hard work and creativity. The vibrant and intricate silk paintings will soon be displayed in the school gallery, showcasing the impressive skills Year 6 students have developed.
Mythical beasts made from rubbish. Children at Christo Primary School created their own mythical beasts with help from a professional artist. Peter Margaram helped the youngsters to make unique sculptures using recycled materials for the school's art week. The theme of the workshop was mythical beasts, and the pupils worked closely with Peter to create the sculptures based on their chosen class creature. Peter is a visual artist and sculptor who mainly works using recycled plastic, wood and metal materials and household waste. He has experience of running workshops in schools, galleries, museums and nature reserves. The children worked in teams to choose materials and use different tools to join their structures together. The school now has a stunning collection of mythical creatures guarding their playground fence. At Christo Primary School, the work of local, national and international artists is explored to enhance the children's learning and to make links with art history. The art curriculum provides children with opportunities to develop their skills using a range of media and materials. This is done through drawing, painting, printing, collage, textiles, 3D work and digital art. Amy Yeo, head teacher at Christo Primary School, said, "At Christo Primary School, we value art and design as an important part of the children's entitlement to a broad and balanced curriculum. We believe that high-quality art lessons will inspire children to think innovatively, and I'm so pleased that local sculptor Peter was able to run this workshop with our children." And there's a photograph of some of the children planning their mystical beak creations at the school.
Food safety. Food wholesaler R.D. Johns has gained a highly regarded food and safety hygiene certificate for its Kingston Staten depot. STS accreditation is awarded to organisations that meet stringent food and safety and hygiene standards. It ensures that a company consistently demonstrates best practices in food safety from storage and handling to transportation and distribution. STS certification is often required for companies to supply hospitals, schools and major food retailers. In the world of food distribution and supply, ensuring the highest standards of safety and hygiene is paramount. This achievement underscores the company's excellent commitment to excellence, an RD John spokesman said.